Hello, good morning, buongiorno, and benvenuti. Give him the boot. This is Linda Bull. I'm your host here from 8 till 9:30 every Tuesday for this hour and a half of mostly Italian music with a little bit of extra stuff thrown in at the end there, whatever happens to tickle my fancy on the day, which today actually will be a little bit of Cajun and Creole music, which I was inspired to bring along after having spent the week down in Port Townsend at Fiddle Tunes and took classes and listened to and danced to the wonderful sounds of the Pine Leaf Boys from Louisiana, and in particular Cedric Watson, their amazing fiddle player who comes from a Creole background. Anyway, more about that later, but right now, as you know, you were just listening there to the wonderful accordion or melodeon sounds of Filippo Gambetta, who is a very talented young musician from Genova. But I have some brand new music, and I want to thank Marino De Rosas, who is a Sardinian guitarist, for sending me a couple of his CDs I just received in the mail today. The one I'm going to feature two CDs, Femmina e Mare, which is the latest one, I believe, and also another beautiful CD called Meridies. And Marino De Rosas, I came across on that wonderful thing called MySpace, which through, you know, just sort of searching through different bands that I liked, I saw his name pop up a few times, and I'm a big fan of Sardinian music, and particularly of nice guitar music. And I listened to a couple of things, and it's like, oh, wow, that's fantastic. I'm going to have to get in touch with him. So Marino de Rosas, he's a self-taught Sardinian guitarist. He has a unique technique for performing and composing his original music on classical guitar using open chord system in C tuning, which is quite unusual. And he combines the traditional Sardinian instruments, which often these days, you know, you either see on some strange, you know, old recording or maybe in a museum. Not a lot of people, you know, obviously in the bigger world outside of Sardinia are playing Sardinian musical instruments. But he combines that with his unique sound and really lovely, harking back to Sardinian, the old sound of Sardinia. And actually, I was listening to this yesterday, and little bits of it, snippets of it, of course, you know, because of the classical guitar too, reminded me a little bit of the sort of flamenco Spanish influence too. But as you know, probably from previous things that I've played from Sardinia, Sardinian music is quite eclectic. It has a really diverse background because they were invaded by so many different peoples over the centuries, including the Spaniards. The Catalans in the north. I do believe he is. I'll have to double check where it is that he's from. I think he's from. Well, I'll have to check that anyway. So Marino de Rosas, here we are. I'm going to play a few tunes from a couple of his albums. They're out on Tronos.net. We're going to start with a lovely tune featuring Marino on Chitarra en Solito. It's also featuring bass, percussion, different guitars, cello, and other instruments. And this is called Iskrarea.
Poi di anni in giro che nulla è vero, che ho fatto che diciamo l'altro non è più nero. Quando veniamo e mi portano da chi, cosa ia per me, sa ia per te. Ule o me canto, ule o me canto. Poi di anni in giro che nulla è vero, che ho fatto l'affetto nato non è più nero. Quando veniamo, veniamo via da chi con te, non sai a per me, sai a per te. Su canto re, su canto re.
Quando stropeata, questa corona sacramentata, no, non podia.
Poi di anni in giro che nulla è vero, o pa, o le se nero. Quando venia, o venia chi da me, non sai a per me, sai a per te. Su canto in re, su canto in re.
All'osarezza si è stropeata, questa corona sacramentata, segare ai se no chi non podia dai a mie
dai na na cha
e change
no voi
e mi ci sta pas où le lait au lait s'énerve. Quand on venia qui d'ami, nous ça y a permis, ça y a petit, suganto in re, suganto in re.
All'ovarezza si è stropeata, costa corona sacramentata, segaria i se no chi no podia,
Elisavere.
Sempre la voce fantastica della cantante sarda Elena Ledda insieme ad un altro cantante ormai purtroppo scomparso, Andrea Parodi, da un vecchio e famoso gruppo sardo, e quel brano lì si chiamava Rossaiu, che veniva dal disco Rosa Resolza, Elena Ledda con Andrea Parodi. E prima invece abbiamo sentito due pezzi molto carini da un chitarrista sardo di nome Marino De Rosas. E Marino De Rosas è un chitarrista sardo autodidatta che ha sviluppato una tecnica molto particolare, con chitarra classica ad accordatura aperta, e lui ha inciso un paio di CD che mi ha poi spedito ultimamente, grazie tantissimo Marino, e vi ho fatto sentire due pezzi dal disco Femmina e Mare, which would mean Woman of the Sea, Donna di Mare. Abbiamo sentito Iskra Rea e Soliana, e quel disco lì è sull'etichetta Tronos, quindi se volete andare a vedere tronos.net, e poi vi farò sentire altri pezzi da un altro bel disco, Meridies, che vuol dire mezzogiorno o noon. Tutti i brani sono scritti, composti proprio da lui, da Marino De Rosas, con l'aiuto ovviamente di altri musicisti, altre persone che suonano sui dischi. Adesso, perché no, farvi sentire un pezzo dal nuovo disco Meridies. Il primo brano, infatti, Transumanza, si chiama, poi dopo un po' parliamo ancora di musica sarda, che stamattina stiamo ascoltando proprio musica sarda, quindi cercherò di farvi magari aprire gli occhi e le orecchie, ovviamente, a un po' di musica nuova dall'isola al nord della Sicilia alla ovest, diciamo, della penisola italiana. È un'isola grande, piccola ma grande di cultura, di musica, di arte, e anche di cucina, una cucina in particolare, e anche di lingue e dialetti particolari, perché in Sardegna non parlano l'italiano come lingua, prima lingua, però parlano invece nei loro dialetti sardi, che sono dialetti di una lingua proprio diversa dall'italiano, che è affascinante. Ok, Maria De Rosas, Transumana. Thank you.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
E la vidia pesava un zimpudile, povilare chi viti tutto die, se la passare fino a Sammerie, imbenuiava supra e su Iannile. Tristos cantos, oh, melanticos pienos de piantos, oh, a ti ti dormine, dente morta. Imperioso vogu e la vidia con bom doloroso vilende podonzuno chi li dai anche al zupo uno tanto e devi terribile pianto e un lutto. Non tenia parente né amico, viti artani e da trista che antico. Ma che viti rolu posso ischire, né mai mi so posto a dimandare, né mai mi visa porta sacia. Una di e più su a sui anile no este sia serrada e sa porta sacia e virare si vi morta vilende senza voco i suo chile.
Wow, that is a really archaic sound. It's a quartet of male singers from Sardinia, and their name is Tenore di Oniferi San Gavino. And they have an album out on the Dania label called Eprite Totu Custu, which is taken from a fine poem by Peppino Mereu, a poet from Tonara. The CD really gathers a lot of texts that appear on this group's first cassette released, which was about 20 years ago it was recorded. It's a bit of a rare treat that's hard to find these days. And this disc covers the repertoire of songs typical of the Tenore's native village. They're from a Boques area, pieces to Balu songs. And there's also Elena Leder is featured on this CD as well, who is a fantastic interpreter of Sardinian traditional singing herself, although regularly women don't sing in the tenore tradition. It's simply the men. However, she does do a wonderful version of Mutos de Oniferi, singing this beautiful floating melody line up high. So normally this quartet, let's say quartet formation, is made up of a lead vocal, which is called the voce, a high-pitched vocal, the mezzo-voce, the baritone vocal, the contra, and the bass vocal, basso. And this group is made up of three family members and one other, the Francesco Carmelo Giovanni Pirisi and Raimondo Pidia. Interestingly enough, reading in the liner notes of the CD, apparently 2005 UNESCO conferred World Heritage status upon this type of singing tradition, which is called the canto a tenore, giving full recognition to this centuries-old folk art of the Barbagia shepherd song, which is essentially where it comes from, Sardinia being a very large sheep-producing place, both for milk production and for meat. They are, in fact, the best producers of pecorino cheese in the world. I can testify to that, pecorino sardo, which is very hard to find, actually, outside of Sardinia. It's very interesting how, you know, this is this type of singing. It's a very guttural sort of sound. In fact, some people say it has very similar qualities to the types of songs found in Siberia and Mongolia. These guys, the Tenore San Gavino de Oniferi, are one of the few quartets who've brought this art to the rest of the world. And another one, of course, will be the Tenores di Bitti, who are probably the most famous ones, at least, you know, in Western circles, I'd say, outside of Italy. They were recorded on the Real World label maybe 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, which is Peter Gabriel's world music label. And I think that was probably the first time people had ever heard the tenore singing. So, that's a Dania Records released by Felmé, 2006 album. All traditional songs. This Mutos de Aniferi, the third track on there, which if I've got time I'll play it, but I may not have time, featuring Elena Leder. Fantastic. It's a really interesting thing to hear the female voice in there because normally you don't. And before that, I was featuring two tracks from Marino De Rosas, a fantastic self-taught Sardinian guitarist from Galura. And he started to play guitar when he was 14. I think he started out on the electric guitar, but then he went to the classical. And he has a very peculiar and unique style of playing, always playing in an open C tuning, which is unusual, I'd say probably for anyone, but particularly in this type of music. So basically, you know, taught himself, but he is a wonderful musician, and he's got a couple of albums that I just released. That this one was Meridies, which means noon, mezzogiorno. Played Transumanza and Reina Eleonora, and many of those tracks are written by him. In fact, I think all of them are written by him. And interesting, the instrumentation used in Sardinian music, it's quite unusual, and there are lots of interesting instruments you would never see in any other tradition, and they also have particularly strange names. It basically, except so just talking about the use of the instruments, except for the violin, the bass, and the diatonic accordion, all typical Sardinian folk instruments are used as a background for the guitar constructed by Sardinian artisans. These are the instruments used on Marino de Rosas' album. Michele Pira from Gavoi, Michele Loi from Ula Tirso, and Gavino Murgia from Nuoro made all of the instruments that were used on that CD. And there's all sorts of things from various types of pipes, like the launeddas, which is one of the oldest traditional Sardinian instruments. It's like a three reed tubes, different lengths and widths that are played with a circular breathing pattern, and they're a very interesting sound. You probably heard them before. Marino himself plays the solitu, which is a small mouth flute constructed of reeds, and it's got four holes. Other interesting instruments would be... I'm just trying to think other things you might have heard there. Well, there's lots of good stuff. Different tambourine and drum-like percussion instruments like the tumbarineddu, the trimpanu, and then stringed instruments as well. So anyway, very interesting. Tronos.net is the record label that you can go to find music by Marino de Rosas. And he also has a MySpace page with a little bit of info and some videos. Everyone has videos these days on YouTube. You want to hear him play. But it's a wonderful discovery of mine in the last few months. Thank you very much. Grazie tanto, Marino, per avermi spedito il CD. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, here at UBC. I'm Linda Bull, and this is the Italian folk music show called Give 'em the Boot. Every Tuesday morning now, from 8 till 9, I'm featuring Italian music of all different types, mostly in the folk vein. And today I've been specializing in Sardinian music, which is one of my favorites. From 9 till 9:30, I'll be featuring some music from a little further south in the southwest Louisiana area, Cajun country, French Cajun country. And just because I spent the last week listening, immersed in Cajun and Creole music, amongst other things, at a camp. And I've got some new music from some of those musicians, and I might play a little bit, a snippet of a bunch of different things. But before that, I wanted to feature a few more Sardinian musicians. Mauro Parmas, who often plays with Elena Ledda. He is from Cagliari, and he's been around playing with many different musicians for years. He's known as a famous sideman to a lot of well-known Italian and Sardinian musicians. I'm going to feature a really old song from an album from 1979, called Somu e su Fogu, is the track from Pinjada from 1979, featuring, it looks like, all sorts of lutes, harp guitars, all sorts of great instruments, and this is Mauro Parmas. Thank you. Peppino D'Agostino from the album A Glimpse of Times Past. That was a track called Moving On. Peppino D'Agostino is well known in North America as an acoustic guitarist, but in fact he is Italian, although I do think he lives in California. And before that was my tribute to Oliver Schroer. Sadly heard that Oliver Schroer had passed away this past week after a long battle with leukemia, and was very saddened to hear that, although I'm also was just very touched by his strength and positive outlook throughout his illness. Amazing man, great fiddle player, and he will be sorely missed by everyone, I'm sure. He was a big personality and a big guy. And that one was for you, Oliver. It was Slatna, a track that Oliver recorded with Filippo Gambetta from his album Pria Goia, featuring Olli there on electric violin and Filippo on the melodeon. And before Filippo, I played a little track from Mauro Palmas, another Sardinian multi-instrumentalist. And you're listening to Give Him the Boot. It's a few minutes to 9 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock I'm going to be changing things a little bit and be playing some other music. But before we do that, I've got one track I want to play you from a fun album that I received a couple months ago. It's a funky soul group from Italy called Ridillo, which means say it again. It's called Soul Assai Brillante, which is a bit of a play on words. They had another album which was talking about the sun, Sole Assai Brillante. This is Soul Assai Brillante. And it's basically all Italian translations, Italian versions of famous soul and R&B songs. And I'm going to play a version of Ain't No Sunshine, and it's called, in Italian, Come Buia La Città, How Dark Is the City. And this is Ridillo.
Com'è buia questa notte, com'è buia la città, le tue mani, mio signore, stanno giocando col mio cuore, al mio cuore non è qua. Dopo un'ora del tuo amore, il tuo nome non lo so, i tuoi occhi sono ombre della mia oscurità, com'è buia la città.
Città, come buia la città, come buia
Una canzone molto carina dal gruppo Ridillo, che vengono dalla Emilia Romagna, Come buio la città, una versione di Ain't No Sunshine dal disco Soul assai brillante. Allora, abbiamo finito la prima ora della trasmissione, quindi Give Them the Boot dalle 8 alle 9 con musica italiana. Però adesso, fino alle 9 e mezza, un po' di musica da altri posti. E oggi ho programmato un po' di musica dal sud degli Stati Uniti, della Louisiana, quindi dalla casa, dalle origini del Cajun music, con un po' di musica di Cedric Watson, un grande fiddler, non so come si può dire poi in italiano, violinista non è proprio la parola giusta. Comunque Cedric suona con un gruppo Cajun, The Pine Leaf Boys, che ho visto l'ultima settimana a Port Townsend a Fiddle Tunes, che è una settimana di musica, di musica, concerti, si balla, si canta, si mangia, si beve, si fa di tutto e si ascolta soprattutto della musica stupenda. E questa settimana c'era il gruppo i Pine Leaf Boys e poi c'era anche Dirk Powell e il suo gruppo, perché lui è il direttore poi della Fiddle Tunes. Chi altro c'era? Tim O'Brien, c'erano anche un paio di fiddlers di Alabama e di Georgia, James Bryan, Earl Murphy e altri. Quindi una settimana piena di musica particolare. E io ho avuto la fortuna, il privilegio di essere in classe con questo ragazzo, poi, perché è giovanissimo, non so, avrà 23-24 anni, Cedric Watson, che viene dal Texas, però proprio è cresciuto nel mondo della musica creole e Cajun, e quindi dal suo primo disco che ha registrato proprio quest'anno, che si chiama solamente Cedric Watson, ascoltiamo un paio di pezzi, cominciando con un brano di Michael Doucet, Cochon de lait.
Festival Network presents the Whistler Music Festival, July 19th and 20th, featuring Elvis Costello and the Imposters, The Roots, Thievery Corporation, Bedouin Soundclash, Michelle and Deji Ocello, Serena Ryder, Broken Social Scene, The Alan Toussaint Band, Robert Randolph, and Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Information and tickets available at whistlermusicfestival.com or 1-877-655-4TIX.
There you go. You were listening to Cedric Watson, a wonderful Cajun Creole fiddler from southwest Louisiana, from the Lafayette area. He plays with the Pine Leaf Boys, who are a great Cajun band. Just spent the last week at Fiddle Tunes listening to, playing with, and dancing to. Lots of energy, lots of great tunes, a great bunch of young guys featuring Wilson Savoie, all of them actually play pretty much every instrument in the band, which is it's really funny to see because they always get up and chain swap around. So, I mean, most of the guys play fiddle. Most of the fiddlers also play accordion. I know Cedric also plays drums. Blake plays bass, but also plays fiddle and accordion. It's pretty funny to watch. They were playing at a dance on Friday night out in the mule tent barn, it was called, and there was gumbo cooked and there were a whole bunch of people having loads of fun. It was a really great night. So I was featuring Cedric because I had been down to Fiddle Tunes and had been taking classes on Creole fiddle with this guy, and he has just got a brand new album out on Valcour Records, which is a record label in Louisiana that sort of specializes in Cajun and Creole music and other things. So if you want to check them out, Valcour Records. And Cedric Watson, originally from Southeast Texas, but now bases himself in Louisiana. And his solo album is actually mostly original tunes. And he really feels the music. It's just, it's completely in him. And he's a wonderful singer as well. Great voice. And you can hear the old sounds of of the old guys, the guys that he's listened to. And it was interesting actually taking class with him because he he was also really into listening to sort of the music that that Creole and Cajun music came out of, so African music, and like listening to the rhythm and the beats and the sounds, and you know, it's quite shocking in some ways to hear how similar those things are. Like Malian music, you can really hear the rhythms there that Creole music is, and it's just a big, you know, a big mix of stuff. I featured a few tracks from that album. Cochon de Lay, which is a Michael Doucet tune. Then Zozo Noir, which was written by Cedric himself, and it featured Joël Savoir on electric guitar, lead guitar there. Also featured Eric Fry from the Red Stick Ramblers. Chaz Justice plays on that album, as does, just trying to think who else is on there, Corey Ladey, Jeremy Prejean, and Jeffrey Broussard, and Anna Laura Edmiston and Kelly Jones also feature backup vocals on that CD. Beautiful album that Cedric dedicates to his grandmother, Charlie Mae Johnson, and Boisek Adouan. Also, the last track that I played was called the old Mardi Gras song, which is, there's this Mardi Gras song that everyone plays as they wander around in the Mardi Gras parade, and that was the old Mardi Gras song. So check that one out. Highly recommended. You're listening to Given the Boot. There's about 10 minutes to go here, featuring music from Southwest Louisiana and beyond in this last half hour. And I was just thinking what I might do is I'll play a little music that comes from close to home, but in this same vein. Michael Jerome Brown, who is based in Montreal, he is a wonderful multi-instrumentalist, plays all different styles of music, blues guitar. He's a great clawhammer banjo player, plays gourd banjo, great fiddler, guitarist, you know, you name it, and singer as well. Writes wonderful songs along with his wife, Bea Marcus. And I'm going to feature two Cajun tunes from the album Michael Jerome Brown and the Twin Rivers String Band, La Danse Carrée, La Belle Catherine. Thank you. All right, just about time to go here on Give 'Em the Boot. That was Trip to the Holiday Lounge was the album by a group called Charivari from southwest Louisiana. Reel de Barzas, Wayne Perry's reel, featuring the great fiddle playing there of Mitch Reed, who plays with Beausoleil. And before that, Michael Jerome Brown, one of our very own, Canadian from Montreal, who also is a big fan of Cajun music and Creole music too. And that was a great album that came out a few years ago. Michael Jerome Brown and the Twin River String Band, they were featured at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and just were fabulous to watch. Really interesting mix of stuff, old-time, Cajun, blues, you name it. Which reminds me also, just a quick reminder, Vancouver Island Music Fest is this weekend over in Courtney in the Comox Valley, featuring, amongst others, Dirk Powell Band, another great Cajun band, and the legendary Earl Scruggs, also Taj Mahal, and you know, a bunch of other people. I'm just going to go out here with a track from Cedric Watson and Corey Ledé's album Going Down to Louisiana. This is an old Bébé Carrière tune called Madame Faye. And don't go away though, because Third Time's the Charm is here with Bruce Dunn at 9:30. So I'll see you all next week. Hope you have a great week.
Si c'est pas si l'air, mais j'en veux pas du tout, madame, faille, donnez-moi si l'air. Allez les picanas, madame Paye, donnez-moi ses lèvres. Madame Paye, donnez-moi ses lèvres. Mais si tu me la donnes pas, ça me crève le cœur. Mais si c'est pas Céline, mais j'en veux pas du tout, madame Paye, mais donnez-moi cela.
July 19th.
Hey, Brenda. I'm going to the Cypher Famous B-Boy Championships. It's the first ever Canadian National Breakdance Tour coming to Vancouver in the UBC Sub Ballroom.
I heard that the prelims have been held across Canada and the national finals are coming to Vancouver.
That's right. The best B-Boys and B-Girls from across Canada and the Western United States are battling it out for $1,000 cash and prizes.
This will be the craziest dancing you've ever seen.
Advance tickets are on sale now for $15 at ticketweb.ca. Just search Cypher Famous.
Buy them in Vancouver at Adrenaline on Granville, Livestock on Abbott, Dipped on Hornby, or Beat Street on Hastings.
We hope to see you there. For more information, visit www.famouscircle.com.
The AMS Food Bank provides a free emergency supply of food for any student in need at UBC. The Food Bank runs a number of food drives and events during the year to raise awareness. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments, don't hesitate to send us an email at www.ams.ubc.ca/foodbank or drop by our office at Sub 58.
Are you a band or musician located in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland? We're now accepting entries for Shindig 2008. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material, plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig 2008, CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08@gmail.com.
You know, as much as I hate to brag about Shindig, I must say tonight we got a Shindig for you that is so far in, it's out of sight.